This podcast is brought to you by The Pod Tower, hosted by the Watchtower Database. Visit youtube.com/thepodtower for informative, hilarious DC animation-themed podcasts and live streams every week. And check out the Watchtower Database for DCAU video essays, timelines, fan theories, and more. And please, enjoy the show.
Yappy Christmas, Brian. It's me, Smoker Yappy Claws, coming at you.
Christmas was last week.
No, I'm still hanging around because I needed to go down and get six more packs of cigarettes from the store. And I
Cigarette Santa! Cigarette Santa!
Yappy cigars for everyone!
I wanted to know if have you been a good yappy boy, yappy dude this year, Brian?
No.
Oh.
Well. No. Not no. Well, it's been okay. Oh. I've been okay. I haven't smoked anything.
Well, this is awkward, but I wanted to show you a gift that I got for you. Because it'll be, I have no idea when I'm going to see you next, and I wanted to show you on the podcast. There's a guy named Kaysen Pilliad, who's like been a friend of the channel for a while, and he does custom action figures. And he was on our 24-hour live stream. He was one of Ted and I's kind of like inspirations sort of back in the day. Like he was always posting custom DCAU figures. I'm like, hey, they haven't come out with a figure for this character, so I just made one out of this other character. And
awesome.
He is going through some financial issues right now. I believe anyone is open at this point to buy his custom figures from him. He's never sold them before.
I thought you were gonna say like anybody is going through financial issues right now.
Well, that's also true. It is a few days after Christmas after all. But so he's selling a bunch of his figures for the first time ever, and while it's a little bit sad in general, it was very cool to be able to go and purchase myself a handful of the things that I've looked at on the internet for years and gone, oh, goddamn, that's so fucking cool, man.
Nice.
And I got one for you.
Do you want to
guess? Do you want to guess what it is? Because I think I know what your guess will be, but it's not accurate.
Oh, so you think my guess is going to be Clayface, but it's not Clayface.
Oh, you know, I did almost get you a Clayface, but I thought maybe your guess would be Man-Bat related because, Jamie fucking around with me. But no, I got you your second favorite moment from the DCAU. It's Batman as Killer Croc.
Oh my God.
For the listeners, it is essentially just a Killer Croc action figure with its head removed and Batman's head put on top, and he's holding a hollowed out version of the head as if it were a mask.
So, yeah. Okay, what's this guy's name?
Kaysen, Kaysen Pilliad, Pilliod. It's Inanimate Objects is the name of his website or whatever company.
Oh my God. Can we link to that dude? Like, I legitimately want to go check. That's freaking amazing.
You'll get a bunch of spoilers if you go there, but anyone else listening should definitely go there and buy some stuff.
Well, thank you. That's awesome. And I can't wait to put that with my weird collection of Robin and Wolverine, Bird Robin, and Wolverine Inbox.
And now you have Killer Croc Batman. I didn't want to wait to show you this, and I like having your reaction recorded, you know, but I wanted to give this to you while also like swinging a lamp over the top of it or something. So some way to like
just a little,
just holding the string as it sways back and forth.
You're gonna otherwise have to, known like, as you'd the have cord. To like zoom in. You'd have to zoom in on the Killer Croc head, and then as it swings by,
somehow pop it off, and then pop it back on again, perfectly timed. Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's to be a really bright light so the shadow isn't fuzzy at all. It's like a very straight. You know.
Can you show me any of the things that you got for yourself?
Yeah. I can show you one of them that's not a spoiler. So hang on. You'll like this one.
Okay.
Yes, I know.
Second. To be fair, I cry whenever Jamie puts me down. Oh!
It's Nora. It's a Nora. Free. Yeah.
Dude, that's sad.
Yeah, he does a lot of really cool shit. I saw that one, like, put it on the list immediately, and he was like, okay, just warning you, like, that one's, I did that one, like, 25 years ago, and it's not really up to snuff. Like, I don't really like, don't look at it too hard, I think is what he said. And then I'm like, looking at, it's in this, you know, like, frosted glass, like, airbrushed, or, you know.
She's in a tube.
Yeah, she's in a tube. And I was like, I'm not going to be, like, judging it. What are you talking about? It's fine. It's good. It's really cool. Anyway, this is Jump on the Batwagon, episode 104.
Yeah!
I'm James.
Not as good as episode 103.
Decidedly so. I'm James from the Watchtower Database YouTube channel. I'm here to show my good buddy Brian the entire DC animated universe. That's you, universe from start to finish for the very first time in the controversial air date order. So he may view these shows the way human beings experienced them in the far gone days of
And I'm Brian.
1900s at the time of this recording, Superman the Animated 10:16 a.m. Superman the Animated Series is streaming on Max.
My dog.
And available on DVD and Blu-ray.
My other dog.
And if you'd like to follow along, you can head over to bit.ly/watchDCAU. Link is in the show notes.
Brian. Which I got word from Mark Aquino just this morning.
Oh, yeah?
That it is basically along the lines of, it's been very helpful for the way he watches yeah. the show and comments on the pod. So
it was good after job, Dylan and Jordan both asked me, like, for a list of the next few episodes, and I just went like, hey, I'll just share the spreadsheet with you. And then I went, I should have been fucking doing this from the start where everybody that listens can just know what's coming up at all times. I think I was keeping it mildly a secret at the start because of some of the, like, twists and turns of, you know, once we get to this stuff where the overlapping shows or where the movies come in and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's twisty and turny for you and nobody else. So you, as long as you don't look at the spreadsheet, we're golden. Don't click any links I send you for the rest of time.
Okay. To be fair, I feel like with my focus lately, I've been clicking on like 1 in 7 TikTok links that you share. So cool. Like, I'm on par. I like open it up and I'm like, oh, it's a TikTok thing. I'll absolutely watch that later. And then sometimes you'll send like a couple more texts and then go to respond to them. Like, oh, right, that TikTok from earlier. Because, I yeah, still listener, won't look at that. I don't have TikTok. I watch the TikToks James shares with me in browser, which yeah. is a terrible experience.
I was going to say, yeah, it's no good. It also doesn't work like at all for the ones that are picture slideshows. It like the there's no like web browser based version of that. And Joe, who has been on this podcast before, he will send me Facebook group posts in groups that I'm not in. I think I've told you about this where he just, and I click on it and it's like, you can't see this because you're not in the group. And I'll be like, I can't see that because I'm not in the group. And he'll say, join the group. And I'll say, no, I'm not doing that. I don't need to be in 500.
Screenshot it for me. Yeah,
exactly. Screenshot it or don't send this. And so then I sent him a TikTok. He's like, I can't open that. And I was like, oh, looks like you might need the TikTok app. Like, and then he did not respond. Anyway.
Sweet revenge.
Today, Brian and I are watching the Superman the Animated Series episode Target, where Superman yes. does some last-minute Christmas shopping, I believe was your guess. It was real last-minute now because it's several days after Christmas. This originally aired Friday, September 19th, 1997. Where were you?
1997. I was in Andover, New Hampshire. I was
it's September, so it's school time. Yeah.
Well, that would have been, oh, you would have been in, yeah. Yeah, I would have been in seventh grade.
At 4:30 p.m., though, you were home by now, I assume.
I was probably cleaning the blood off of my face.
Oh, what?
Don't worry about it.
Okay, on the WB, the listener, I don't know, aired 2 days after our last episode, Identity Crisis. This is the 20th aired episode and 19th produced episode. We're flipped from Livewire or something like that. This was written by Hillary J. Bader, who previously wrote A Little Piece of a Home. I want to say A Little Pizza Ho every time. And My Girl. Directed by Kurt Gaeta, who was also last time in several other episodes. I can't speak today. Music is by Lolita Ritmanis.
Hey!
Yeah,
my
like
buddy,
her.
My real life best friend
that you know, who previously composed 7 episodes of BTS, as well as Lasak Part 1, The Way of All Flesh, and My Girl. And animation, again, is by Coco Dong Yang, previously animated 42 episodes of BTS, as well as Lasak, Feeding Time, Stolen Memories, Tools of the Trade, Blast from the Past, Livewire, and last time, Identity Crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Brian, what are you
Where
drinking?
We had a Bizarro.
You had a Bizarro.
I had what a are Bizarro. You drinking? I have a half a sip of tea.
What's the type of tea?
I'm drinking a cup of PG Tips.
That's pretty common place for Brian.
That's my morning now. I'd prefer to drink some berries, but I don't know if they've stopped sending to America. I can't find berries tea anymore, and
you
it
can't
upsets
drink
me.
The berries are solid, Brian. You have to chew them.
I get to them.
I have a confession to. Well. Yeah, I have a confession to make. You remember 80 some odd podcast episodes ago where I said
definitely
that, Earl Grey was basic?
Yeah.
This is my third day and fourth day in a row where I've had a London Fog in the morning because it is tasty as hell. And it's Earl Grey and vanilla and milk and it's good.
Never apologize for
loving your
teedom.
And try to do push-ups right now. Head over to the link in the description to send us a Yappy beverage and support the show. We'll give you a shout-out in an upcoming episode. We'll also do a push-up for every dollar, so send us coffee for your health and, no, fuck, our health and your entertainment. I have only said it one other time. Give me a break. Today's Yappy Bevs come to us from Cooney, Phoenix.
Oh.
Have fun with the push-ups, mwahahaha, and thanks, as always, for the pod. I will have fun with the push-ups in that I'm going to put a baby down. He's going to be mad, and I'll do push-ups next to his mad, screaming body. Here we go. We do 5
Thank
of them.
You. Thank you, Cooney.
You do push-ups? Can you do push-ups with me? Okay. One. Two. Three, four, five. Thank you, sir. That was very helpful.
Did you have a helpful baby?
I did, actually. Every time I went down, like, he saw me do it once. When I came back up, he just put his hands on my back and pushed as I went down. Like, I'll help you. That was very good, sir. Thank you so much.
Good job, Aaron.
Let's do a watch Target.
Let's go to Target.
We're going to get our stuff.
Go to Target. Okay, bye.
I wouldn't. 10 gigawatts. Real nasty shock.
I'm really sorry to bother you like this.
It's no bother. I've been in this lab for 24 hours straight without looking up. I could use the break. And the company. The circuit patterns are a lot like what they're working on over at LexCorp R&D.
How do you know that?
Eddie used to work for Luthor. He was my informant on the LexCam article.
By the way, Lois, congratulations.
Yeah. Thanks.
Hello? What's this?
LC.
It's from LexCorp, all right. Somebody there must really have it in for you, Lois.
What's happening in your life on March 9th, Brian?
I'm going to drive like across town
to the flesh tent.
Sit to the flesh tent, and I'm gonna sit down and I'm gonna talk and watch and talk some more. That's pretty much it. What are you doing?
I was thinking I would drive several more hours than you to the flesh tent and then sit and talk and then watch and then talk.
Oh, yeah, that's
isn't
cool.
That what you just said?
That's like, yeah, it's like the same. Do you want to do that together?
That's so weird. I think, well, I might as well.
And if we're going to be doing something, we might as well be exhibitionists about it and invite our friends.
We could invite anyone listening to this right now. You could go to the link in the show notes. There is a Google form to fill out if you would like to attend our viewing and podcasting of the WF episode of Superman the Animated Series.
Won't forget.
Which Brian still, I'm going to try to keep that a secret from you of what that stands for until we are literally there to hit play on the episode. Mm-hmm. But in any case,
wildfire?
Nope. In any case, when we're when we are doing this, you can attend and watch and watch the episode and watch us do a podcast, and it'll be fun. We have several people on the list that are already likely coming or probably coming. What?
Wicked fun.
Oh, you got it. It stands for Wixies Fixolated.
No, no, it doesn't.
It's the sequel to Mixies Fixolated. that's a joke from the end of this podcast, I guess, because
we're recording this out of bad order. Out of bad order.
Wow. Goodbye. Come to the thing, okay?
March 9th, Eugene, Oregon. Be there. Yes. Get your plane tickets now.
Yeah. We don't know the exact venue yet, but it's in Eugene, Oregon. And we will soon.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Brian.
James has sucked.
James has sucked. I'm so sorry that we watched Target. As I've said to you already, when Kimmy walked in to tell you something, I thought, oh man, Kimmy's also going to watch Target. Why is everyone going to watch Target? Because mm-hmm. your girlfriend's there. Kimmy walked in. The dogs mm-hmm. all watch Target. I'm so sorry, dogs especially.
Mm-hmm.
Look, we've had worse episodes, but we've had better episodes.
We've had worse episodes, and there was certain parts of this that were
fine.
Interesting.
Yes.
Ish. But the episode as a whole was a hole. And I don't mean like W-H-O-L-E. I mean like in the ground where this episode should be.
Okay. So can you, here's the thing.
Sing out. If you're wondering.
Push-ups.
What
brought
could
by
just
Cooney.
Thank you.
Thanks for making us do those push-ups.
The shortened summary, which is sometimes kind of long.
Take a cleansing breath. What happened in Target?
Okay, so Lois wins an award, and
you know they didn't
pisses.
Get any tar in this. I'm. We'll just start over.
Lois wins an award. And somebody is upset, and we are led to believe that it's because she won the award.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward to the end of the episode. It turns out it's a guy.
The end of the episode.
Yep. Turns out it's because a guy was pissed off that she, she almost gets killed. Did I say that part even?
Nope.
She wins an award. She almost gets killed. She had a note that said, if you win, you die. We never find out where that came from. And at the end of the episode, it turns out that it was this fucking dude who like was obsessed with her or whatever, and she didn't give him enough attention, and it was really gross, and mm-hmm. he tried to kill her with a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The end.
And then Superman punched him or whatever.
Yeah.
He hit him with a big gun or something.
They hit him with one of his inventions.
Yeah, every single Edward Leitner invention in this episode just looks like nothing. It looks like it is a fake made-up object, but it's just like, the only thing that looked even close to like a real-world object, I guess, was that like small camera that shoots a laser at the rope. Holding the big thing.
The security camera slash laser pointer.
Yeah, exactly. slash like deadly laser pointer. It had
which
like
doesn't fire at her. It fires at the rope holding up this giant sword that's like the stage piece for her.
And the thing under the car was just like cylinder with circle coming off and lines on it and blinky light, and you're like, oh, must be an electronic device of some kind. Like that's your brain fills in the gaps of every single one of his things. And then as if the episode needs to balance that out, he, as you said, explains in as much techno babble as possible what he is doing to hit Superman hard at the end, and you were very upset about it.
Do you want me to actually give some key points about like what's
whatever
going on in the
at this point? I've already stopped typing the episode guide in the future, but you can tell the listener more if you wish, I suppose.
Yeah. So basically, like, there's this dude who wants Lois dead because he like never got her to put out or whatever gross thing.
Uh-huh.
And ways he tries to kill her is there's a giant sword hanging over the stage at this award show that she wins. A security camera laser pointer combo like burns the like
that he bought
nylon
at Target.
Thread.
He bought all these things at Target.
He's not an inventor. He's just a shopper.
Trace the Target receipts back to your laboratory. How else could you? Yeah.
So there's this sword hanging and the laser like burns a hole through the rope. Clark Kent spills coffee in his lap intentionally to like have an excuse.
I have
to go,
a
like,
comment about that, but remind me.
Cool. And the rope breaks and the sword falls, and then Superman's there to like not push her out of the way, but no, to let the sword break into a million pieces over his back, even though it's obviously made of kryptonite.
Well, yeah, it was sort of greenish, and you were like, what if it was kryptonite? Like, it just like stabs through him and Lois. Oh, this did not work out as expected. Whoopsie.
What's the second invention he tries to kill her with?
The car thing?
Oh, right, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, it's the car one. So suddenly she's driving with Clark, who... second episode in a row gets thrown from her car.
We made the joke about that. Like, why doesn't he get thrown from the car this time? And then he does to maximum value. He like,
yeah,
falls hundreds of stories and
because, thousands of stories.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, because there's no ADR in this episode. Apparently, there are no screams. There are no.
Oh
gasps,
my God.
There's nothing.
The only time somebody screams while falling for thousands of feet, yeah, is in Lois's dream.
Yeah, not even a real scenario. Yeah.
And she only screams at the start of it, and then she's silent, yeah, for the rest of the fall. Yep. Anyway, so the second invention to kill her is basically like an RC thing for her car, which can like do control every single thing in her car.
Mm-hmm.
The third time is she steps into an elevator. There's like dynamite in the elevator.
I forgot about the elevator somehow.
Yeah, there's dynamite in the elevator, and she's like, oh, well, I'm obviously going to like climb out the top of this thing. And he's like, no way. And then he's got like jet propulsion under the elevator, which flings the thing up a million stories out through the roof of a building. And then it continues up into space where it explodes a helicopter. And Superman's got to save these guys, kick
who
the helicopter
screaming
into the river. So, yeah, who aren't screaming. Rip open the doors of the elevator and be like, Lois Lane, cheesy line. It's got 1 second left to explode, but yeah, it's okay. They can, you know, share a smile. And then she takes off.
That whole sequence just kept getting more and more ridiculous because first, ugh, you said, we're going way past where the official synopsis, but you were like, I've never seen one of those trap doors in a real elevator. And I was like, you're right. Like, it's only in like shows and cartoons or whatever, where it's like, of course, that's how you would get out of an elevator. Because anytime, right, there's an elevator, it's when you need to get out of there in a non-normal way. And she climbs up on top, and so you're expecting, like, oh, well, the rope's going to cut or whatever, it's going to fall. It does the opposite, where it propels, so I'll give it that, where it's at least, like, you think it'll probably fall, but it completely rockets into the sky.
It breaks expectation, yeah, and then the ceiling of a concrete, yeah, building, then and then said, it keeps going.
You said an elevator can't even reach the top of a building to begin with, but then it shoots through the building. He's like, okay, mm-hmm, so it's bypassed the expectation there. But then, yeah, it keeps going. Somehow, perfectly, a helicopter is right above the building, and it smashes into the... I wish our flight pattern today will take us around the Daily Planet. Oh, my God! The flying elevator, I wouldn't have expected, and it's going straight up, like it doesn't waver in any way.
No. This is like an aerodynamically designed, yeah, elevator. Also, an elevator that's not designed to. Okay, so if there's that much thrust, uh-huh, shoving this, I don't know, 1,500 pound elevator plus Lois's weight,
yeah,
through, like, it's able to fling it, you know, thousands of feet up into the sky.
Yes,
if it has that much thrust, it would have like crushed like an empty,
yeah,
soda,
yeah,
can,
yeah, yeah,
when it reached the roof
the
of the
bottom
building.
Would have kept going, the top, well, the top stops, yeah,
yeah.
And I love I forgot there was even a bomb in the elevator because of how much weird ass shit was going on.
It's pretty inconsequential.
You're
to
like
be honest.
It's been a minute already, and I'm like, what do you mean? Oh yeah, there was a bomb counting down from a minute, and then, yeah, when there's like 4 seconds left, Superman comes in and says, oh, I think this is your floor or whatever, and I'm like, there's, yeah, no time, Superman, get me out of here. What the fuck are you doing?
Okay, so now let's like, yes, take a second to go back, because I'm just really in the mood to thrash this thing right now.
Sure, let's do it.
I'm sorry for that, like, one listener who this is, like, your favorite episode.
Look,
you're wrong.
I always assume that can't be possible, but there is going to be someone that was like, this is the first episode I ever saw, and so I,
yeah,
love it.
Yeah, that's fair.
But it's bad. So I'm sorry.
Let's take a second to use the in-episode canon.
Mm-hmm.
Lois Lane comes to the dude's shop at the beginning of the episode.
Yes.
Right? And is like, hey, bro, it's me, like, there's a TV with a camera outside, like, they're, like, video chatting, and the dude's, like, squinting at the TV, and she's like, hey, it's me, Lois, and he's like, what? Oh, like, we can see him perfectly clearly. Apparently, he's got, like, a 2x2 pixel screen or something, like, he can't see.
He is doing that as a ruse. He knows who's there. He knows who's there.
Well, I guess he'd have to, because... Yeah. So my thought is, like, he seems like he can't see her, whatever.
Okay.
She's alone in the elevator, and he's like, cool, Lois is in here now. How does he know?
I don't know.
Because yeah, I thought it's like, he can't see her out of the building. Yeah. Like, Clark is
sure
in there.
I'm sure that he has some sort of sophisticated way to see her that we don't know of, I would guess. But when he's pretending that he doesn't know, like, he's not going to let on that, like, oh, Lois, the person I've been trying to kill, yeah, come on in. Like, he's doing this. The official synopsis, Lois is the target of explosive revenge from a one-time LexCorp inventor named Edward Leitner.
Wow, that gives everything away.
Yeah. Yeah, it really does. Yeah. now that we're into these tiny ones that are not like, and here's the whole episode, it does actually in like maybe 14 words
give away the entire thing. Question you might have while watching this episode.
It ends with a second sentence in parentheses. You don't need to watch this one.
Oh. So the last of inventions. Oh, yeah. You don't need to watch this one. The last of the inventions is Lois is like, oh, well, turns out I found out because Lex is like actually cool in this episode. Mm-hmm. Turns out I found out who it is. It's my buddy that I went to at the beginning of the episode. I'm gonna walk into his den. Oh, by the way, he's got inventions there in there to kill her, like a continually shrinking laser cage thing.
That sometimes isn't moving and
sometimes isn't moving, sometimes moves fast. Yeah. Sometimes looks like it should be cutting her in half, but it hasn't reached her yet. Doesn't matter. And then the bad guy's got a backpack that gives him the power of the sun, but in a much dumber explanation.
The red sun.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. You know what? Like, anyway.
you had a... I didn't mean to hit buttons. Your fingers are too fat. That's a Simpsons reference for you. Yeah, you had one of those with you were talking about his hand bones would still be his hand bones, like they're not
so
enhanced.
So he puts
bones.
On this like vest kind of armature thing. Yeah. It looks kind of like Brainiac a little bit.
It does have some Brainiac dot line things. Yeah,
it gives him enough strength to like fuck up Superman Day. Like he like punches him and Superman like goes flying across the room. So considering Superman was able to like kick relatively nonchalantly a helicopter out of the way.
I forgot that he did that.
Yep.
He just says, get out of here, helicopter. And I'm like, where's the helicopter going? But then it crashes into the... It does the equivalent of all the Batman gangsters falling in water. Whereas like, the helicopter will be fine. It's falling in water.
So he kicks the helicopter into the river. And so if you're like... Then like transpose like basic strength and like how much we know Superman can take a hit from these guys.
Yeah.
This dude, like, he's got glowing light around him, but he's still hitting Superman with his fist.
Mm-hmm.
So to do that much damage to somebody with that much, like, mass or whatever, yeah, like, the dude's hand would just disintegrate.
Yeah.
It only makes him punch harder. Doesn't give him harder bones,
practice on to make sure that he wasn't just gonna, oh, this suit actually gives me, and then he, and his hand is gone.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't think this through.
Give him like a mech fist. Give me something to believe like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. Is he, when he puts the vest on, he has exposed hands, exposed chest, exposed legs, exposed head. And and before he like lights it up or whatever, it turns all energy-y. I was like, what is this going to fucking do? Like nothing. Superman can just take that off of you. But oh, now he has zappies around him. It's deadly. So yeah, it was quite
so
the episode.
Dumb.
Yeah.
What's the next episode? Yeah. Let's just stop this right now.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot. There's so much stuff in some of these episodes, like this one, that are just, even for me, like, yep, it's comic book logic. It's whatever. Don't worry about it. Where it's like,
bad.
Try slightly harder. I don't know. That being said, like, I'm looking at like the credits of this episode, and it's all good folks. Like, they know what they're doing, and And Hillary J. Bader is the writer, and she'll write like some of my favorite episodes coming up. So it's like weird to think. I mean, this is an early, maybe his her third episode. So I don't know. Just kind of one of those, like, you never know what butterfly effect in the production process will cause there to be some kind of, oh, this one turned out bad or whatever. But I think it didn't help at all that every character, like we've said, was just silent when anything was happening. Like, they have their dialogue and two Lois Lane screams, and that's it. They, like, when they went back, like, okay, and so in this shot, Superman, you're getting punched. What do you want me to do? Nothing. Oh, why? Okay, and in this shot, Lois, or Clark, you're falling off the highway that's Jetsons level in the sky, and, oh, what do you want me to do? Nothing. Uh-huh. Why did you call me here? I don't know. You want to go get lunch? Like, why did they have him? You know, all this is just like as if they skipped it, or they like didn't have time, or I have no idea.
But. Their ADR budget was $3 and a Kit Kat.
Yeah, that's sort of like, Lois, would you scream once for a Klondike bar? And then she goes like I'm saying Lois as if that's her name, Dana Delaney. But yeah, speaking of, the cast of this episode is Tim Daly as Superman / Clark Kent, which, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm just gonna say it, the coffee thing at the award ceremony. He has to like come up so with an dumb excuse to leave the room for some reason. I guess it's because she's mid-speech and he doesn't want to be rude, but she doesn't even make any sort of eye contact or comment about it, even though he made an excuse. So it doesn't matter. Yeah. But then later,
he can just like talk to the dude next to him at the table like, I have IBS, and he just
yeah, I'm going to shit my pants. just gets up. And then the second time this happened, like something like this happens, is the elevator shoots by and fire comes out the door for a second, and he just zips away. It's surrounded by like 30 people. He just off screen. It would have been so funny if he's just standing there and he goes, he grabs someone's coffee out of their hand and shoves it on himself. And goes, oh, I just, I gotta go clean my, like, he just has to do that every time. And then the third time is when he's on the phone with Lex Luthor, and Lex is like,
oh, yeah, oh,
I just wanted to let her know that I figured out where these were coming from. It's from Edward Leitner. Clark, are you there? And I just really wanted to, oh, sorry, Lex, I just spilled coffee on myself and I have to go.
Or if you wanted to, do that, like, third level of it, you just, like,
he comes over to Lex Luthor's office. He takes Lex's coffee and spills it. How did you get here so fast? Fuck. What were you going to say?
I mean, I like that one better. I was just going to say that, like, you just, like, the camera pans over to, like, the phone hanging on the wire, and, like, it pans out a little bit further, and there's just, like, a spilled coffee, like, a sideways empty cup, and then a little bit of coffee on her seat.
He has to make it believable, yeah.
The only way Superman or Clark can leave a scene to become Superman is he has to spill coffee. It's a weird tick.
Yeah, they're on that, like, mountain range last episode with Bizarro. I'm going to take a walk. I just spilled some coffee on myself. Clark, you really gotta fucking stop doing that. Okay, we have Dana Delaney as Lois Lane, Clancy Brown as Lex Luthor, Robert Hayes as Edward Leitner. He's in a bunch of B-movie comedies like Sharknado 2, Superhero Movie, Paranormal Movie. He was Iron Man in the Iron Man and other 90s Marvel animated series, which is interesting.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's like a purposeful casting choice to make him like a mildly Tony Starky guy. I don't know. He was Starman in the 80s Starman TV series, Corporal Jim Ames in one episode of the 70s Wonder Woman show, and you probably know him as Ted Stryker, the main character in Airplane.
Oh, man.
I'm sweating a lot as he's trying to land that plane.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I've always thought that was funny that that guy is Iron Man and Edward Leitner here in this show.
Same thing. Same guy.
Yeah, same guy. Jonathan Harris as Julian Fry, who is that guy at the awards. I'm red herring number one, he said.
Yeah.
Okay, they never explained why that fucking detective guy was just spying on her from a building across the street.
Holy shit, Big Lips?
Yeah, Big Lips. Talking to Mr. Big Lips, the police officer. He's just there. Why was he doing that?
Oh, my God. You're right. There's just...
Did we miss something? Okay, listener. I don't think they ever said that.
No, listener. Lois wakes up from a nightmare.
Well, that guy is at the start, isn't that? The award ceremony. He's being an asshole to her. And you're like, oh, clearly that's the guy that's trying to kill her or whatever. But it's not.
Oh, yeah. He's just a pervert.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, what was he doing?
Yeah, so Lois wakes up from a nightmare, and she's all, like, distraught and in bed in her, like, nightie. And then the camera pans out, and there's just Detective Big Lips, like, watching her from the rooftop of another building with binoculars.
And then it's never explained.
Nothing further. You just see that, and then it moves on. They could have just had her wake up from the nightmare.
Yeah, they didn't need that at all. I guess they needed that as another, like, here's... Because they kept coming back to those other two guys that might be the guys that have motivation to... kill her.
That's not, that's terrible writing. She swears.
Sorry, Hillary J. Bader.
No, that I'm not sorry. That's terrible writing, and you need to recognize this.
Look, Hillary J. Bader has been dead for like 20 years, and you need to put some goddamn respect on her name, okay?
Not for this.
Maybe not for this episode.
No.
I'm so sorry. We're terrible people.
No. This is bad writing.
I feel bad.
So the beginning, if you need to, that's fine. The beginning of the episode, they pretty much give him an excuse to never be in the episode again, which is why I didn't even connect that it was him. It's like they're saying like, oh, I doubt he's going to be rushing to whatever to figure out whatever problem for me because he doesn't her because she wrote like a smear piece about him or whatever. Like a person who's like, I'm like relatively astute. Like I can catch some things, but there's a lot of things that go over my head. In a situation like this, I had no idea that was the same guy. I thought it was just a random creep with binoculars.
Oh.
Like, he didn't have enough screen time.
You forgot that he was
like,
there. Yeah, okay. I guess so. I guess I just know him, his character, or whatever. So I'm like, oh, Detective Bowman, Detective Big Lips, he's there.
Yeah. To me, it was just some guy with binoculars.
Well, should we mention that there's also, when we come into that scene... pun intended, I suppose. The camera pans over, and Lois is like sort of writhing in the bed, making like moaning noises. And we're like, "What you up to, Lois?" And then when Batman breaks into the earless Batman breaks into the apartment,
OG
I forgot.
Batman,
she like sits up in her cleavage nightie, and you're like, "Clark, get out from under the covers, quick!" Yeah, I forgot that was a dream, and so I was since I knew it was Lightener that was the bad guy, I was like, this is a way bulkier man. Is this the detective guy? Why is he doing this? Why, like, and then as soon as she screamlessly hits the ground and it makes like a corny little like sound effect, and she wakes up, and you're like, oh, I wanted a splat, damn it! And then I just went like, okay, this makes more sense now. Yeah.
Nothing about this episode makes sense, Jamie.
No. Robert Ito as awards presenter. I completely skipped Jonathan Harris as Julian Fry. This is his only DCAU acting credit. He played Manny the Praying Mantis in A Bug's Life. He was the cleaner in Toy Story 2, old man that comes in and cleans up Woody. A couple back-to-back that were interesting to me. He voiced Satan in the 90s Mask animated series, like the Jim Carrey Mask show. And then he was also the voice of Lucifer in the original 70s Battlestar Galactica. So I don't know why he's typecast as Satan or whatever, but...
he's just got a very Satan way about him.
I guess. He's bit parts in a ton of 50s through 70s stuff. And his big thing was he was Dr. Zachary Smith in the original 60s Lost in Space TV show. Old Doctor Man. That was the main character. Robert Ito as awards presenter. Previously Dr. Tang last episode and Kyodai Ken / the Ninja in BTS. They just still had him there, I guess. That scene was started off weird. You said like, holy, what is happening or something. Or you said, holy Archer. The cell of this, the like animation cells of that award presenter man were like so separated from the background that you could see like a shadow. And so the outside outline of him was like way thicker than normal. So yeah, he looked archerish. And then there was also just so much dust and scratches for the first few shots of this episode that I thought, like, did they forgot to do the ADR 20 years ago. And then they forgot to do the cleanup on this episode last year or whatever. So it's very strange. Yeah. And then last we have Eddie Barth as Detective Bowman, Detective Big Lips. He played Nigel, a bulldog, in Babe, Pig in the City. He also voiced Frank the Pug in the Men in Black animated series.
So we got Satan, we got the dog guy. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, this guy, if you looked at that guy, this character of this episode, and said he was also a bulldog and a pug and other stuff, like, yeah, I believe it. Like, he looks a lot like it. He was in 3 episodes of Night Court, I've put on here for you, and also 7 episodes of Shaft. And one credit that stuck out to me as funny, I guess, was he was a character named Baby Skin in a 1979 movie called The Man in the Santa Claus Suit.
And okay. So
maybe don't that's one that we don't want to watch. Yeah. I have very small tribs, luckily, for this episode.
Okay.
When Lex Luthor is testing out his weapon on cardboard targets, the last one he blasts away features an explosion that is reused footage from the gas canisters that Superman ignites in the Way of All Flesh. Second triv, when the elevator bomb detonates, the ensuing explosion is reused footage from the scene in which Mr. Elon blows up a vat of hot lead in My Girl. This is used later when Superman hits Lightner with an antenna. So twice in this episode.
Wow.
And lastly, when Lois is in the elevator and Superman says, "I believe this is your floor," this is a reference to Lois's rescue from the Eiffel Tower elevator in the 1980 film Superman 2.
Oh.
Which is, I guess, neat, but also very, like I said, like, we don't have time for this. Save me. I'm going to die. I'm in a rocket elevator. is this another keen effectsless episode? Because I guess the, like, energy around his body was the only thing I can really think of. The reused explosions were so keen.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, maybe the electricity... And like when Superman like pushes him in his electric sun suit against the
lasers. That was
kind of
cool looking, yeah.
Yeah.
I also
give him that.
I liked the big Excalibur statue thing falling and like, even though it was like, why did you choose to do that instead of pushing her out of the way or grabbing the sword or, you know, whatever. It was kind of cool the way it like just burst against his back. Like it just kept going and shattering at the bottom, but the top kept coming down. That was kind of neat looking.
Whoever animated that lives in a snowy climate and has seen
icicles
and like ice sheets from a roof do that.
And they knew that for the physics, but the elevator did not crush like the
Tin
Man. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it for the gate effects. Superman's powers. Did he exert any new powers? Should we add on his weaknesses on the red sunlight? We had incubation heat lamp before, but do we want to do like AKA Lightner's technobabble or whatever?
I feel like I don't want to give a single nod to this episode.
No, you don't want to remember it. Yeah, okay. Well, he didn't have any new things he did, I don't think so. How strong, 1 through 10?
Maybe like...
Well, he didn't really. I mean, he pushed the helicopter with his feet.
He pushed the helicopter with his feet.
Was, I guess, the strongest thing he did. He hit Lightner with a big thing. I don't know.
Yeah, no. I'm going to give him like a 2.
I'm doing 4 because I couldn't push a helicopter.
Because okay. I don't like this episode.
Well,
yeah. I'm going to give him 2 sun slaps to the face wearing a mechanical backpack.
Mechanical backpack. I'm going to give him 4 enormous car airbags out of 10.
Love it.
Lois. Why is it a parachute? What's happening? Where's Clayface in this? Is he the Excalibur statue that bursts into pieces?
Yeah, maybe. Either that or he was the roof of the building.
Oh, no. He was like the Daily Planet smudge last time, so I don't know if we can do that twice.
Yeah, okay. We'll call him the sword.
Okay.
He's bald, I'm bald, we're all bald. But who's the baddest bald of all? It's James and Brian's final call. The Balderarchy.
He said your name first.
Oh, you're right. That's cool. Lex was in this, but he wasn't bad guy. So I guess by default, Edward Leitner is the winner of this. Definitely not bald. I know, but he's the only antagonist. Oh, unless we count Big Lips. He was just being a creep on the roof of that building.
Ooh. What about Dream Batman? We don't see if he has hair or not.
I'm going to put Dream Batman.
Cool. I like that.
Hopefully we'll remember what that means later because we'll try to remove this episode from our brain.
Yep.
Was this books or hip hop? Pretty books to me.
Books.
Yeah. And top 10, absolutely not.
No. But
it's so hard for me to justify putting some of these on the bottom list at this moment, only because of like the ones that we put on there for Batman were just so like we were cracking up, losing our minds at how bad they were. And ones like the Promethean or this one that might be a candidate are just like, oh, compared to the other Superman episodes we've seen, this sucked ass. So, but I'm not also not against putting it on there. So I don't know. It's just like it's tough to compare.
If you gave me like, okay, I got to sit down and watch an episode, and on the screen in front of me it just said, I've got Batman in my basement or Target, yeah. I would absolutely watch Batman in my basement.
Oh yeah, for sure.
In a heartbeat.
Because it's fun. It's an enjoyably bad. It's like hilarious bad. This was just like. I don't know, painful, I guess.
Yeah. doesn't that belong on the bottom list then?
Okay, sure. Do you care where it goes among these? Okay,
no.
I'll put it around Mad as a Hatter.
That sounds fitting. Mad as a Hatter made me mad as a Hatter.
Now this is the bottom 417.
What if it's foo 17? No.
Yeah. No, I like that. It looks more like an R. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, it's a backwards R.
Faust 17. Yes, thank you. Okay, perfect. We're gonna do the mail right now. Obviously, we don't go to the future or anything like that. We're just doing it. Here it is.
No. Listen to our voices be exactly the same.
Yes.
In 3, 2, 1.
Wow.
Yeah, same voices. Now let's go to the mail.
Hey, everybody. This is James without Brian, your favorite part of the podcast, of course. Oh, hello, screaming baby in the background. Would you like to tell the folks at home about how it's Christmas and stuff and there was so much going on that we didn't have time to record mail, and I'm so sorry. For those that always skip the mail, I know this doesn't make any difference because you're like, whatever, I skipped this part anyway. You might not even be hearing this because you're like, oh, mail coming up? I skipped this part anyway. But for those of you who are true Yappy dudes and you listen to the entire podcast episode... Then this message is for you. I'm so sorry. There's going to be double mail next week. It's okay. You can make it. I believe in you. Thank you to all the Dylan Pollocks that sent in their stuff before Tuesday like you're supposed to or whatever. There's a Disney thing playing in the background. Is it adding cool ambiance to the podcast? Oh, I just got a text from Brian that says, you're welcome. But he spelled welcome like the word well and then the word come. And I think you know which one I mean. So happy holidays, everyone. Yappy New Year, all that good stuff. We'll see you next week. Okay, goodbye. Mwah. Kisses from Superman. All right, Brian, that's it. Do you want to hear the name of the next episode?
I do.
Are you sure?
No. Yeah, no, I'm sure. I want to hear it.
Okay, well... I almost want to ask what the show is before. No, that's not fair to you.
It's Batman.
No, it's not.
Damn it.
Well, there goes that. It's another Superman episode. It is called Mixia's Pixelated.
What? What?
What happens in Mixia's Pixelated?
Can you like spell that out in the chat for me?
I'll spell it for you right now. It's MXYZPIXILATED. Mixia's Pixelated. The listener is loving this,
that,
I'm sure.
That can't be the title.
It sure is the title. What are you typing? Don't look it up. You're going to spoil the episode.
Mix MXYZ pixelated.
Yeah, don't look it up. Don't do this. What are you doing?
I'm not. So I just typed it into the Google bar, so it has the like suggestion. Yeah. It says Superman the Animated Series episode or season 2 episode 8.
How could you not guess what this is, silly?
Pixel. Okay, so I have to latch on to pixelated because it's the only word. So there's a screen.
No. I'll let you know that the P is also part of the other combo word here.
So it's ixelated?
Well, also the X is. It's kind of mushed a little bit in the middle there.
Okay.
Would it help if I told you
probably
the name
not.
Of the villain?
Sure.
Mr. McYesbitlick is his name.
You know, it was fun at the start of this podcast. I think we're done now. I don't think we need to do another episode.
Yeah, I guess that's it. Cool. Happy New Year, everyone. We're ending the podcast now. Hope you enjoyed like 2.5 years of this because we're done. there's absolutely no way for you to guess. Like, there's no clue. There's no.
It doesn't even sound like. It's unintelligible babble.
What, Mr. McYesbitlick? You don't like that?
No, I don't.
Well, he'll tell you how to say it in the episode, too. So that'll be good.
Oh, God.
That way you'll learn. You'll know.
Is this another crap episode?
Oh, no. No.
I don't believe you.
I believe me. And the listener believes me, too. Have a good yappy new year, whatever. We're done. Well, we're not really done. We're done with this podcast.
We'll
here.
Be back later. Don't worry.
Yeah, whatever.
We're not even going to take a vacation or nothing.
We're not, actually.
Nope.
Because I'm crazy. As the March 9th thing, I'm pretty sure I did like put in a couple weeks of break as like a buffer for to make sure that we didn't accidentally not get to that episode in time or something.
Right.
But I'll have to do that recalculation to make sure, because we're at least not skipping right now. So who knows?
Yeah.
But yeah. Okay. Bye.
Bye, listener.
See you next week for Mixed Yes Pixelated.
Tell me something. How do you always manage to arrive just in the nick of time?
It's a gift.
You wouldn't be keeping an eye on me or anything.
Well, some people need more watching than others.
Thanks. Someday, though, it'd be nice to see you when I wasn't about to be killed.
Someday.
Jump on the Batwagon is hosted by the Watchtower Database. Subscribe to our YouTube channel for DC Animated Universe videos on a regular basis. This podcast is edited and produced by yours truly, James Strecker. Musical themes by Kimmy, Cooney Phoenix, Viltzu, Eric LeBeau, Jordan Blumen, my mother, and of course, my smooth co-host, Brian Brother Broderick Manili. To buy us a Yappy beverage and hear your name read in a future episode, or to nab yourself a Yappy Dude t-shirt, please visit the links in today's show notes. Thank you for supporting the show. You can hear more on today's DCAU episode by checking out our friends over on the DCAU Review and Tim Talk podcasts. Please leave us a 5-star review on your app of choice. You'll damn well hear it read on the show. If you'd like to reach out to us like the fire hand at the end of The Cat and the Claw Part 2, you can email batwagonpod@gmail.com or leave a comment on the Pod Tower. New episodes of Jump on the Batwagon are released Fridays on all your favorite podcast feeds and watchtowerdatabase.com. And we'll see you next episode, same pee-pee time, same poo-poo channel.